Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Basra, Perig Dalid, Mishnah Zayin. Till now we spoke about selling a bathhouse, selling a house, selling a courtyard. How's about selling an entire city? In the times of the Mishnah, there used to be cities that were privately owned, and sometimes you would sell a city. Sagt the Mishnah, Meicher is here, if someone sells a city, Mocher Batim, Boiris, Sheikhin Umarais. Included in that sale of the city are the houses, pits, ditches, and the Ma'orai's caves, roofs, like a vault, underground parts that have a roof to it. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say anything about the courtyards, but the Batanura says, because it's obvious, the courtyards are included. Marchetzais, bathhouses, Vishoivachais, and the places where the doves live. Beis Abaden, the olive presses of the city are included. Ubeis HaShlachin, and also the city's gardens and orchards. Batanura says it refers to orchards and gardens that are somehow connected to the city. Now, we've had the word Beis HaShlachin before, didn't we? Over there we explained that it refers to fields that have to be irrigated, where there's not enough rain. Here the Batanura says it means gardens and orchards. And that's based on a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Kapitel Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Pasuk says, Shelachayech Pardes Rimoinim. According to your Midos, according to your Shmiras Hatznias, there's a promise that the orchards and the gardens that send out the beautiful flowers and fruit are going to be very successful. So here we're talking about these gardens that the people of the city used. Their children would play there, people would stroll there, go for a walk Shabbos afternoon after the chant. That's considered part of the city. But if you sell a city, you didn't include movable objects like the locks, the ovens, for sure, sacks of wheat or grain. However, but if the seller of this city said to the one buying the city, I'm selling you the city and everything that's inside it, even the behemoths and avadim that are in the city, they are included in the sale. The chiddush is, even the things that can move around on their own are included. For sure, sacks of wheat that can't move on its own, that for sure is included. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Amaycher es seir, mocher es hasanter." Although avodim are usually not included in the sale, unless he said "Hu v'chol mashe b'taycha." Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, "There's one kind of eved that is included. That's the santer. Who is the santer?" Says the Batanura, "It is the eved hamemuna lishma ha'ir. He's the one that was appointed to guard the city." But that loch is not like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Okay, if you sell a city, Boirais, Sheikhin, Ma'orais, pits for water, ditches, the caves, vaults, bathhouses, places where doves live, olive presses, gardens and orchards are included, but not movable objects. If he said, even the movable objects are included, sacks of grain for sure, but even like a behemoth that can move on its own, even avadim are included. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, there's one type of eved that is not included, that's the watchman. But the halach is not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel.